Worked just like Steve and the staff at My Pure Health said it would. I can't say enough good things about this program. Thank you. Thank you for helping me discover this. The customized weight loss approach is what I needed. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, December 12th, 2025 edition, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. First of all, I want to announce thank you very much to Devin Lawrence and Jonathan Deek, the computer geek. They worked together last night for a couple of hours, actually, and finally rebuilt the server for our podcast. On the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts and listen on demand. The podcasts have been restored, so you can click on any half hour you'd like to listen to anytime. You don't have to listen, obviously, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday when we're live. Tell your friends. They can listen to the show anytime they want, on demand. Just tell them about the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts and pick any half hour they want. Absolutely appreciate both Devin and Jonathan getting that done for us last night. Another sponsor that I want to personally endorse is Dr. Gary Willey, chiropractor in downtown Sheboygan, 323 North Main Street, right across from PNC Bank. Absolutely has miracle healing hands. Laid me down on the table, started at the bottom of my spine, and man, I think he used that Thompson breakdown table about 6, 7, 8 times on my lower back. Finally got my sciatica nerve to release. He worked his way up my spine. Oh, yep, this one right here. Gave me a little adjustment. Kept going up the spine. Every single vertebrae was pinched out of alignment. and just not working. Finally got up to my shoulder blade, my neck area, and got that pinched nerve to release. Stood up off the table, and man, my cheeks were bright red, rose red, and I was amazed. My ears were hot. Everything was all systems ago. Went next door to Miss Stacy, got on her table, laser light therapy on my right shoulder blade and my neck area where the nerve was pinched. This was Wednesday afternoon, roughly at about 2 o'clock. Driving home after I filled up my MAGA of water there at John Davis's place, driving home, I felt this fire, this absolute fire tingling where that pinched nerve had been. Went to bed. I took my Patriot's Relief drops, put some intense relief rub on my neck and shoulder area. 8 hours, 6 minutes of sleep. 2 hours and 39 minutes of deep sleep. This was yesterday morning when I woke up. The pain is gone. If you want the phone number to Dr. Gary Willey's office, send me laser, LASER. That's stored in my phone. It will auto reply back with their phone number, 231-627-4300. Highly recommend Dr. Gary as a chiropractor and Stacy with the deep tissue laser light. The pain is gone. Since 2 o'clock on Wednesday. God bless them. Short break, a word from other sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment here on this Friday, December 12th. Joining us on the line right now is candidate for Congress, 1st Congressional District. Justin Michael is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Trucker Randy. How are you this morning?
I'm good, buddy. Hey, I never really got to ask you, how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was awesome. My mom made the trek out here late at night, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and as you know, we got dumped on with snow, an accumulation of about 28 inches of snow over
a period. So right,
it was a blizzard. You know, my mom was terrified to come out here, but she made it out here, which was great. But she had forgotten the dog food, actually, at the house. Yeah, so she's like, "Can you please go back and get it?" Because she was going to stay with me for a few days, which was nice to spend time, obviously, together.
Sure.
Especially with the campaign trail being so busy. So I'm like, listen, I'll make the trek into town and I'll get it. So, you know, you throw the Jeep in four-wheel drive and you head into town, and the roads were terrible. So on my way back, by this time it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. On my way back, I came around a corner and there was a guy that was stuck in the ditch. And so I stopped, obviously. I mean, it's a blizzard condition. There's no one on the roads at 2 o'clock in the morning on Thanksgiving morning. So I told him, listen, I'll go back to my cabin. I'll get a tow strap, and we'll pull you out. So I did that. And he had never met me before. He wasn't from here. He was from Tennessee, up visiting some people. I think it was his girlfriend, he told me. And, that was kind of the start to the holiday season. So it was a great, great experience for sure to be out. And he was extremely thankful, obviously, because there was no one on the roads at that time. And you know, obviously the cost to get yourself pulled out would have been expensive, but
we posted
a video of it, and it was a really unique experience. So,
well, you got the tow straps in the Jeep then, you're all set. And, it's amazing. I put some straps in my vehicle, my Yukon four-wheel drive, you know, big 5,000 pound truck. And it's amazing. You put those tow straps in there, and it's amazing how many people you start automatically seeing sliding off the side of the road into a ditch as you're traveling around through the winter months.
Absolutely. Today is no exception. We were on our way to Oscoda this morning, and we got close to Mayo, and it was 6:45, I think, this morning.
Okay.
And there was a woman in the ditch. She was driving. She works at Munson Medical Center. And deer hit the side of her car, and you know, obviously she tried to swerve to miss it. The deer hit the car she drove in, and obviously now the snowbanks are really deep, so she drove off over the snowbank and into the ditch. So I had my campaign vehicle, which is a Jeep but not capable of really pulling people out of the ditch, so I stopped. We were about 20 minutes away from my house, and I said, hey ma'am, listen, do you have anyone coming? First of all, you know, obviously you go through the rolls. Are you okay? Is everything okay? And she was like, yeah, I'm okay. You know, I was like, do you have a vehicle like that you can get someone to pull you out with? She's like, no. I said, listen, let me drive back to my house. I'll get my other vehicle. I'll get my truck. I'll come here and I'll pull you out.
Oh,
and so
wow.
We did. So, of course, like you do this, it's not like I'm out there on the campaign trail saying, hey, you know, I'm, if you vote for me, I'll pull you out. Like, I don't talk to people about that.
Right.
Mainly because I kind of want to see their shock when they find out what it's like. And you know, I get to record some of these experiences. So today is no exception to that. When we got her pulled up, I said, hey, can you do something for me? She said, yeah. I was like, would you get in a video? She said, sure. And so I said, hi, you know, did you know that I was running for U.S. Congress? And she was like, what? You know, this is what we do. It's kind of just the message that we're putting out there with people is that this campaign isn't about me. You know, I'm not trying to be self-loathing or I'm doing this for people. And,
right.
And I highlight that in every post that I have, every interaction that I have, every business that I go to. it's about people. It's about their story and their experience and what they do, and how can I better represent them in this congressional district. And I hear wonderful stories. The other day I was up in Sheboygan, and I heard a great story of a woman who had worked in the restaurant industry her whole life and got the opportunity finally to buy her own bar and restaurant. It's Mulligan's. If you haven't been there, it's a great place.
Oh, yeah, food. Right across from Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office. I was just there on Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah, so Mulligan's a great place. So I go in there, and our server was this young female, and you know, I ask her, you know, what's her ambition. She said, I just graduated from culinary art school as a pastry chef, and we started talking about what her dreams and goals and aspirations were, obviously because you're trying to motivate people to stay in the district because we need younger people to open businesses and be entrepreneurs and do these things. And she said, yeah, well, my mom actually owns the restaurant. I said, I'd love to meet your mom and have a conversation with her about what it's like to own a business, especially a bar and restaurant that's, you know, in northern Michigan.
Sure.
So she says, yeah, she's like, oh, my mom would love to speak to you. So I had about a 35 or 40 minute conversation about her story. And it's incredible when you hear these stories. She said, I've worked in the restaurant industry since I was 14 years old. I got owner finance to buy this. And in 5 years, she paid off the business.
Wow.
And that, yeah, right. You know, and those are the stories that you want to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, people taking a risk, you know, and coming into these smaller communities. And she graduated from, she'd lived in Sheboygan her whole life. But, you know, to hear these stories of people that want to stay and want to give back to the communities and want to have businesses that thrive and, you know, willing to navigate the whole COVID space, that's a wonderful story.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
not my story. That's their story. And those are the things that I love to share with people, because it's not just about resiliency. It's about getting out there, meeting people, spending time with people, understanding their stories and what their needs and concerns are. Because the restaurant industry is taking a big hit with cost of living increases and the cost of food and other factors. And those aren't variables that they can necessarily control. If the cost of chicken rises 20 or 30% in their business, then they got to raise the prices in order to manage that cost influx. And then their patrons are like, can I afford to go out to eat and have dinner? So when you hear those stories, and that's just the restaurant business, and I eat a lot, so I spend a lot of time in restaurants, but you know, I enjoy hearing the story of how these unique small town, small family owned businesses are thriving or succeeding in a climate that's difficult. You know, population in our district does continue to dwindle because people don't stay. You have a young population of kids that don't feel like there's opportunities, or they don't see a way to even live here because the cost of living has gone up so much that they can't find affordable housing. So you have situations where they leave and they flee, and most of the times it's for education purposes first, and then it's, I have to go out into the working world. There aren't any opportunities back home, so I'm going to stay wherever I am, or I'm going to go somewhere else. And I think that that's a travesty. We have a lot to offer in northern Michigan. We just got to figure out a way to tap into that potential.
Well, one of the things when you're having these conversations with folks, and I'm sure, you know, they become aware of the fact you tell them you're running for Congress. Is there any suggestions, anything you're hearing as far as feedback from them that they think Washington could do better that could potentially help them in running their businesses or keeping the young people here in our district? What kind of interactions feedback are you getting from the folks?
Most of the time, you're hearing significant concerns about the way that government's being handled. There are a lot of people that do not trust the government. And when you're hearing those things, you can feel and hear the resentment that they have towards the federal government. They feel like they've been lied to about a lot of things, or that the promises that politicians have had don't come to fruition, or that they're not doing their job, or that they're constantly looking for excuses in Washington, D.C., not to handle the real issues that people are facing. And those real issues, at least in our district, stem a lot from cost. A lot of things are expensive, and some things are coming down. Gas prices are coming down, which I think is a good thing, especially getting close to holiday, people traveling. But when you're looking at the cost of living and the cost of goods right now, it's really impacting people. And I have heard a lot from the constituents that they don't feel like those issues are being addressed. Obviously, the biggest topic has been the cost of rising health care, which the Republicans finally came out with some plan as to how they're going to navigate that, whether or not those things are going to get finalized. We'll see. We'll have to wait and see how that goes. But, you know, you are seeing that the cost is really a driver of their concerns, and they don't feel like, at least as of late, that the promises have been met. And that's a significant concern going into the midterms. I think Republicans need to get back to work. But we're coming into campaign season, and you know that means it's 6 months of them being on the road and not doing anything, not passing legislation. And that's really a travesty. And it's a travesty for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is I don't think the Trump agenda, you know, the Make America Great agenda, put Americans first, really, or America First agenda, has really got off the ground. And some of that can be leadership at the executive office, but a lot of it, I think, I put on Congress alone.
Sure.
I think people do too. They're very upset in the sense that, it, aside from the big beautiful bill and a long government shutdown, people don't feel like Congress has done anything this year.
Yeah.
And I know that they do vote on things randomly, or they sit in their committees and they have conversations, but the people don't get an opportunity to really feel what they've done. And
right.
that's part of that trust factor that you're hearing from people. And that's a concern, because going into the midterms, if they gave you an opportunity to have the House and the Senate and the presidency, and again, similar to 2016 and 17, Congress failed to do anything. They didn't move enough. It really doesn't look good on us as Republicans. So we got to do better than that. We got to lead better. We got to be more goal oriented and really get out there and get to work.
Well,
and
one
right
of the
now,
things
I don't think
that,
that's happening.
Well, one of the things that I'm looking at very closely is, because we are up against, at the end of this month, December 31st, another government shutdown, unless they can get a continuing resolution done. And part of it is this vote on health care. And like you said, you know, the Democrats put up their plan. It failed in the Senate yesterday, wasn't going to go anywhere in the House. And now the Republicans allegedly have a plan that they're trying to get through. And I guess the point is this: why do they always wait, Justin? And that's the thing that drives me crazy. Here we are heading into, you know, next week being the week before Christmas, and end of the year is, you know, a couple of weeks away, and these guys are, you know, going to wait until the last minute to, you know, have the calendar dictate, you know, how they get things done. And I guess that's my frustration as a candidate. People are wanting you, as a younger person with a little bit more energy, to be able to get more involved and maybe get to Washington and kind of push these guys to get things done quicker.
Well, I think the uncertainty is the biggest factor, right? So you have – it's not just Congress that suffers if there's a shutdown. I mean, you have all the employees and people that are in the government trying to do functional things. If you bring them back to work, then you're – at some point they're going to get really frustrated. And so the morale and their jobs and their efficiency are going to go down, because they can't even trust their bosses to keep the doors open, essentially. So
right.
You're right. Why do you wait and use the calendar as your biggest negotiation position?
Cool. Yeah.
You know, as someone who specializes in negotiations, you don't want to lead people to the brink to get a deal, because no one feels good about that deal in the end.
Right.
And so when you're negotiating those things, you want to make sure it's mutually beneficial. Any negotiation that you go into, you want to make sure that both sides feel we may have made some concessions, but we feel like we got something out of the deal. And in Congress, historically, at least in the last 10 to 15 years, it's only one side gets an option. And I think that people are very exhausted and frustrated by that, because it affects so many people. And so, you know, my position and perspective as someone who does negotiations for a living,